This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 7.02. It's Monday morning. It's beautiful, bright, and sunny out there. Feels good. I'm feeling like this. Like last week was a kick-ass week.
Yeah.
And I think this week is going to be even better. Like, who isn't excited it's Monday? Come on!
Woo!
What's going to be better with a brand new, fresh Monday? Fresh
what
and
now?
Clean. You heard me.
How are you doing?
Fantastic.
Can reset.
Mm. Let's see. This part of the program is brought to you by Target. What am I supposed to do again here?
We're going
to
do
the call the winner.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
From Friday.
You were singing the song as you were walking in the studio. Maria, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Thank you for reminding me. So we have tickets that were given away at 9, noon, 3, and 5 for our secret show, which is, what is it, like 2 weeks away maybe?
Yeah, so
end
close.
Of the month, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Right around the corner.
So I'm going to dial right now.
Yeah, go ahead and dial. So we're going to the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn. And it's gorgeous there. This is our third year in a row doing it. We're throwing a pool party. It's part of Alice's 21st birthday, so we'll do a pool party secret show. We haven't done a live secret show for a while, so they're really fun. They're super fun to do. And every day we get four people qualified, and one person is a grand prize winner. Two nights at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn.
This is Maria.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, tickets to the secret show. You get those just for being qualified. Hopefully we'll get Maria on, and she'll be all excited. She had to wait all weekend to find out if she won. Losing hope here.
Call has been forwarded to automatic voice message system 41.
Hold on, let's just. She's in the 415, clearly.
Novato, actually.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Maria! I just met a girl named Maria.
Hi, Maria. Sarah and Vinny here.
Hello.
Wish you would have picked up.
Yeah, that would have been great.
Kind of falls flat to leave messages live on the radio. Yeah, but I guess we'll see you in Sonoma.
We will. Congratulations to our grand prize winner. You've got the two-night stay at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. So we are going to have a blast, and we'll see you at the Secret Show. And then don't forget our live broadcast the next morning. Don't party too hard on the Secret Show night, because you have to get up at 6 a.m. to come to our live broadcast the next morning on the Thursday. All right, promotions will call you. Have a great day, Maria. Congratulations. Running low on the stuff you need? Time for a Target run. Get everyday low prices on everyday essentials like milk, toothpaste, and diapers. Target run and done. All right, it's time for celebrity trash here. If you have always dreamed of being on American Idol and you were so sad because it was going away. And
there went your chance at stardom.
Yeah, sorry about that. Well, it looks like now that it's back. You know, didn't we hear that they, in order to cut costs, they were going to do all the auditions like at Disneyland or at Disney World? We had heard
there was something about that.
Well, they're not doing that. This summer, they're going to hold auditions in 19 cities all around the country. 19 cities. I wonder if these are just smaller events, because they used to just go to maybe two or three different cities and they had the whole big production and 60,000 people showed up at each thing. I can't imagine that they're doing 19 cities with 60,000 people.
Well, they used to send all of the judges to the cities, right?
So I wonder if they're not doing that this time.
There must be a different way of screening.
Maybe this is like a winnowing down process where, you know, they'll go to these 19, the producers go to the 19 cities, they find some of these people, and then they bring them someplace to audition. Because it makes the you're going to Hollywood thing a little bit less effective if everyone's already in LA when they do the audition.
Good point. Also, you know, part of the story is the guy with the Southern drawl or the, you know, I mean, if everyone comes from Southern California, that's not as fun.
No, not nearly as fun. So if you want to audition for the upcoming return of American Idol, you'll have many opportunities to do so. 19 cities around the country this summer. And they are, let's see, Katy Perry announced the news this morning on Good Morning America. I'm so excited to be part of the search for the next American Idol. Auditions are open, so what are you waiting for? I want to hear from you. Head to AmericanIdol.com for all the details. You can currently send in an audition online or go to one of the open audition cities. And ours, let's see, Oakland on August 20th.
Cool.
You know, it actually says bus tour. I wonder, I don't know how these are going to shape up, but I'm sure as we get closer to it, we'll find out. It does sound like it's a little less kind of official as
good
the
that they're reaching out, though.
Yes.
I thought some of the other stories that you hear, I didn't even watch the show, but I know about them, like the single mother that she's not going to be able to go to Anaheim, but
right.
they come to her town and she can go try out.
Exactly.
You know, that's pretty cool.
Chris Daughtry, who... Did he win American Idol? Was he like a, you know, runner-up? I can't remember if he won his season or not.
I don't think he won.
He was like season six, maybe. He has joined the judging panel, which is good because he wasn't doing anything else. I haven't heard from that guy in a while.
Well, Rock's not having the easiest go of things.
It's really not. He has apparently joined the judging panel for the American Idol reboot, 37-year-old Chris Daughtry. Oh, it's fourth place on season five. Mm-hmm. He'll join Katy Perry on the panel if both deals go through. They wanted a panel of all ex-contestants, says some source. Kelly Clarkson, of course, Carrie Underwood, and Jennifer Hudson, they were all on the wish list. None of them came. I mean, listen, Jennifer Hudson, all three of them, they're all major stars. But you know what? So is Katy Perry, actually. I mean, it is weird that she was able to carve time out to do this.
Well, it's promotion for... Everyone is trying to find new ways to be in the music business.
Yep.
And this show...
selling records doesn't seem to be the way anymore.
It's not the way anymore. Mm. So this show is a great way to promote your stuff. And maybe she's going to go out on tour and this will be the way she promotes it. Come see me as I come to your town.
Right. Chris Daughtry had some... major success in the year, I think 06, he was on the show, and then he had at least one album that had a bunch of hits on it. We used to play the hell out of Daughtry here. Anyway, he is apparently, I don't think it's official yet, but he is joining the panel. They
Good
can work
him.
The deal out. Yep, that'll be some steady income for him. Fat Camp.
Yeah, you said that before the break.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound very politically correct.
Well, that's what he's calling it. Charles Barkley's going to go away to fat camp.
Oh.
During game four, he told Shaq, listen, I'm embarrassed about how fat I've become. I've become lazy. Number one, I'm not healthy. I'm taking the next 6 weeks to get my fat ass in shape. I won't be around anything, so I don't drink. I've got to eat healthy. I've got to work out. So I'm disappearing until I see y'all. He has something to do on June 26th. So I don't know if he's leaving... the fat farm for that, or if he's not starting until after.
Like, good for him. I really like Charles Barkley, and frankly, he isn't healthy, and you can see it. He should lose some weight. So
it's in
good.
San Antonio, this place. He does need to go. I guess it's TNT's NBA Awards broadcast Monday, June 26th, so he's coming back. He's going to be on that, so I don't know if he's going to take a quick break and... Which seems like a bad idea. If you're going to go to a place where you're, you know, trying to get yourself in shape, it seems like taking a weekend off to go to some NBA event might be counterproductive. But I don't know.
Well, if he has an obligation, he's got an obligation. But I think that is, you know, when you're really outspoken and you're someone who says things in plain language about other people all the time into a microphone, it's important that you can also self-criticize. Mm-hmm. And he's someone who, good, he looks in the mirror and sees what everyone else sees. You need to lose some weight, dude.
I'm embarrassed about how fat I've become. I've become lazy. Number one, I'm not healthy.
He was a star athlete.
Mm. It is funny to watch athletes age because some of them do it way better than others.
Some are addicted to exercise and looking good, and others are like, I'm never doing that again.
Mm-hmm.
I heard some people, I was checking surf, I want to say on Saturday, and I heard these two people talking, and they were like, I do not sweat. If I'm sweating, something is wrong. And I was laughing. Like,
that is funny.
That is an attitude that some people have.
Slug life.
Sarah?
Exactly right.
I'm telling you. But I actually don't mind sweating. Like, if I'm doing something productive or, you know, and you break a sweat, I'm fine with it. But I would never, like, go pay someone to make me sweat. But that's, you know, there's nothing underlying that. It's really just laziness. You remember, I guess it was about 4 years ago, I think, it was, 2013. Remember Amanda Bynes was in that, just, she was in the news every day, just tweeting the weirdest things, and just, she went off the deep end.
She was having a breakdown.
She was. And she was, like, off her meds. Like, I think she has, like, I don't know, some psychosis or something. Where,
well, she was also self-medicating with other drugs,
right,
too.
She was out there in the world just... So almost seemed like she was flailing around. But remember, she tweeted, I want Drake to murder my lady area.
Yeah.
Which was, you know, sort of when we all went, I'm sorry, what now? What's going on with Amanda Bynes? What's happening? She's in a much better place. In fact, she was in the news last week for just sort of, she wants to get back into acting, and she's kind of gotten through this part of her life, and she's good. And she did her first interview in 4 years. And apparently the Drake offer still stands.
Oh, she still likes Drake.
I actually wasn't being insincere. I was like saying, murder my vagina.
Uh-huh. You were serious.
I was serious, but yeah. I was also on drugs. So that was my way of saying, like, let's do it,
let's,
man.
Do it.
But I was like on drugs and trying to be hilarious.
Yes, he's really cute.
He's hot.
He's hot.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for you to see that, I mean, I can't blame you.
Thank you.
What's it like to get your vagina burgered?
I don't know.
I'm like, what does that even
mean? What does that even mean? It just means, like, me, yeah. Drake.
Okay. Where is this interview?
I don't know. Is someone who's, like, her twin or something?
Well, she was on Good Morning America on Friday morning. She did a couple interviews last week.
That's not Good Morning America, though.
Yeah, that sounded like Teen Beat or something.
TV. That sounded like a podcast.
Yeah. It's called The Lowdown.
Oh, maybe it is a podcast.
Show.
Oh, it is.
It's a television show?
Mm-hmm.
She also, I guess they asked her to rate three former co-stars in order of hotness, and she ranked them Zac Efron, Channing Tatum, and then Seth MacFarlane. Poor Seth. I love Seth. But in order of hotness, I don't know. She said they're all hot, just not equally. All so right. Anyway, you know, it's good to hear that she's in a better place. She's doing so well, a judge is actually letting her handle her own finances again. Remember her mom stepped in to, like, be her, what's the word for that?
Conservator.
Conservator,
she
right.
She still is.
Oh, she is.
Right now, still.
All right.
But I guess Amanda has applied to get her own stuff going on.
Wonderful. Good. You know, she is in her late 20s or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. She should be handling her own life. It's what we hope for our children. Handle your own life.
Well, teenage celebrity.
Yeah.
It doesn't always work out.
No. In fact, mostly it seems to not work out.
Well, should a kid be working at 5?
Probably not. If the stats are any indication. And listen, I'm sure there's plenty of people who do some work at age 5 and because they're so cute and they get modeled and they go on to just be regular kids. But then there's the ones that become the superstars, and damn if they don't always fall off a cliff. It's crazy.
I wouldn't want my kid to go to work.
No. You want your kid to be a kid. The Mummy remake.
Yeah, how's that going?
It's a dud.
What?
Yeah. $32 million this weekend.
That's great!
Good enough for second place.
Was this the opening weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's not.
Well, look, Wonder Woman was only in week 2, and that's just crushing. So, I don't know. It's good enough for second place, but the movie cost $125 million to make. It was meant to kick off Universal's dark universe of monster movies. Like they were saying, I guess they own Frankenstein and The Mummy and I guess a couple others that they plan to make their own franchise, a la the, you know, DC Comics or Marvel, those universes.
Would Dracula be part of that?
Yeah. Doesn't that sound like the same genre of monsters?
All right.
So anyway, Universal's Dark Universe. I can't say it wasn't an anticipated movie because it was. Tom Cruise, The Mummy, we all liked The Mummy. It just didn't.
I was surprised to hear he did the movie The Mummy. just that there was going to be a remake and it was with him.
Mm.
I'll watch it. I won't go see it in the theater because I don't have time. But
right.
when it comes out, I will watch it.
At number 10 was Everything Everything. Which one is that one, Hooman?
I think it's the one with the girl who's trapped in her, like the, trapped in her room and she can't go out. And
she meets up with some kid.
Who's staring at her through the window and then she runs out and I don't know how it ends, but she like collapses in the trailer.
Oh, that's too bad. Because she's like allergic to everything, right?
Yeah, she's allergic to
Number 9 was Alien Covenant. That's only made $71 million in 4 weeks. Is that a disappointment for them?
Maybe. I think it'll cross the 100 million mark, and I think that's all they wanted.
A movie called Megan Levy made $3.8 million for eighth place.
Yeah, it's based on, you know, some Iraqi soldier and her dog and their relationship.
Oh, I did see this. It's a true story. I guess that they declared the dog, like, unfit.
For combat.
For combat, and then they were going to destroy the dog, and she wanted to take it home and adopt it, and this was it's about her fight to get that. I'm sure I'd cry my eyes out at that one.
Yeah, I can't
she
watch
wants
that.
To keep the dog. Number 7 is Baywatch. Debuting in 6th place is It Comes at Night, which I've heard is really good, like a super good scary movie. But it only made $6 million. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 was number 5. That's made $366 million in 6 weeks. Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales, which Hooman said is the second best in the five-movie franchise.
Yeah, in my humble opinion.
Which is the first best?
The first one.
Well, it's made $135 million in 3 weeks. $10 million this week, fourth place. Captain Underpants was number 3. That's made $44 million in 2 weeks. The Mummy debuts in second place with $32 million. And Wonder Woman is in the... Wonder Woman made another almost $60 million. That's up to $205 million in 2 weeks.
This week, everyone, it's going to be Cars 3 with my co-movie reviewers, Yuzette, Mexican Salazar, and Johnny Gold Medal Mosley.
Mosley.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I wanted to ask you really quickly, the movie called Band-Aid, with Zoe
Lister-Jones. Yes.
That is on demand, right?
It is.
People,
correct.
If you want to watch a charming, funny, weird, cute little movie, that is the one. It's an independent film, I guess, so it won't get the kind of love, like it's never going to break into the box office top 10, but that's a solid movie. It actually made me sad as I watched it. I'm like, "Oh, everyone's not going to see this." Like, this is a cute movie. This is really good. I really liked it. Some really just great, accurate commentary on marriage.
Brynn and I interviewed Zoe Lister-Jones last week. I'll repost that on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page so you can listen to it if you're curious.
All right, perfect.
Do you want to share, as we have a fiancé guy on the show, any of the important information from the movie about marriage?
Well, you watched it.
I did watch it.
Yeah. Didn't you feel like it had just, and it's not just marriage, it's just relationships in general and how we wind up with the, you know, in the places that we get to.
Every relationship's different, though. And
sure, of course.
I felt the movie was super relatable because she's my age. She wrote it and directed it and starred in it. She's an Uber driver. So all the comedy was spot on for me. I was laughing my ass off. I loved it.
And you would like it because you guys, you know, they go to one of the scenes is they go to this therapist.
Oh, fun.
And, you know, that's, it's, the guys got good advice, but in the end, they wind up solving their own problems and you buy it. Like, you can see how they've made this thing happen and how they've made it work. It's great. It's called Band-Aid. I believe you can get it on demand. If not this past weekend, then coming up this weekend. But worth the, you know, hour and a half of your time. Cute for a couple. In a recent interview, the former boss of MTV, Van Toffler, was asked for his favorite VMA story. The Video Music Awards. Mm-hmm. And he chose the infamous night that Kanye West interrupted Taylor Swift's acceptance speech to tell everybody Beyonce should have won. And so as many times as we've heard that story, we haven't heard it from this guy's perspective because there he is at the award ceremony and he watches the whole thing go down and sees the aftermath of it. He says, Taylor had to go on stage to do her song 5 minutes later. I ran out of the truck, I guess the production truck, to see that everything was all right. And Taylor and her mom were crying hysterically. Oh. I'm not always wonderful with emotions, and I didn't know what to say. And then I went backstage, and there's Beyonce crying, too.
Oh.
I guess she was just as upset about the whole thing. Had to be embarrassing for her. You know, you're trying to be a good sport. Like, you didn't win the award. And so what? It's just an effing award. Like, I'm sure she's just like...
But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time.
Oh, Kanye. Oh, no.
Didn't one of the best videos of all time.
So I guess she was crying her eyes out, too. I think he just turned 40.
Who did?
Kanye.
Oh.
Yeah.
When that happened or now?
No. I think he just... I want to say I just saw
like,
some
is that why you
piece
out?
About him. No. I think he turned like maybe last Wednesday.
Yeah, June 8th.
Oh, all right. So The Bachelor, look, it's bad enough, The Bachelor. Like, The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, I admit it, I watch them.
You say it's bad, but you love it.
I watch it, I do enjoy it very much. At times, I'm just like, oh, God, just fast forward through this whole date, I just don't care. But it's funny, and it's just sort of train wreck TV, and it's fine. This show, Bachelor in Paradise, that they do, I personally, people love it. There are people who love it. I personally find it unwatchable. I've watched, you know, 4 or 5 episodes total in the whole.
So it's even worse than the regular show.
Oh, God. I don't even know what the point of it is. They sort of take a few people who I guess went on the show because they want to be stars and didn't find love on the show, and now they get to be TV people. I'm sure they're paid. It's a whole different thing.
So is this online or on TV?
It's on TV.
Oh.
Yeah. I think it's in the off seasons whenever Bachelor or Bachelorette isn't on, Bachelor in Paradise is on. And it's really just they go to some tropical place. The producers ply them with drinks and then they either fight or bang.
Okay.
And there are people thrown off here or there, but then the other people come on, and there don't seem to be any really strict rules or a big prize in the end or anything. I guess, I don't know, maybe you find love. I don't know what you're looking for, Bachelor in Paradise. It really just looks like a bunch of hot people on a beach, drunk and doing stuff.
Well, is it wrong to have a goal of wanting to be on TV and bang some chick?
No, not at all. But it's also, you know, it's not required viewing. Even if you like The Bachelor and Bachelorette, like, you might find yourself going, like I have, like, I don't get the point of this. This is just stupid. So they have this show, and I thought the whole point of it was get the people drunk so they have sex. So then they
or fight.
Or fight. So that we can film all that and put it on. Like, I thought that was the whole point.
Yeah.
But apparently it's not. They production has been suspended on Bachelor in Paradise after allegations of misconduct were reported. They're saying that there's a halt to filming for the upcoming season indefinitely. The executives on the show from Warner Brothers said yesterday they'd been alerted to some sort of misconduct on the set, which is currently shooting in Mexico. And at the point of this story being written, the allegations hadn't been made public. I do have an update to this, but they put a temporary halt on the show, and they're now investigating. So it looks like there may have been some oral action that was filmed, and somebody must have complained about it.
They can show that?
Well, they can't show it on TV, but certainly if it's happening in front of the cameras, I'm sure it's getting filmed.
Okay.
What's funny about it is, do you remember the girl who had a nanny from last year?
Yes.
Well,
she has a platinum...
vagine. Yes.
Woman area.
My vagine is platinum. Corinne Olympios is her name.
Uh-huh.
And she is actually... she's got a beautiful face and a cute little, you know, curvy little rig. And, but man, what a terrible person. Like, she's just, every time she opens her mouth, you're like, shh, 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 shh.
So she's the one who gave that to some boy?
And got that.
Oh, she got that?
So here's how it goes down. And DeMario, this guy DeMario Jackson, he actually just got kicked off the current season of The Bachelorette. I want to say because he had a girlfriend who showed up.
Oh, that's the guy?
I think this is the guy.
That was just like a couple weeks ago.
And the girlfriend showed up and was like, I'll show you the text messages. We've been, he's been texting me and he shouldn't be here. He's here for the wrong reasons, blah, blah. It turns out, yeah, he just wanted to be on Bachelor in Paradise. Mm-hmm. So Last Sunday, he says, that was the first day of production at a Mexican resort. DeMario Jackson and Corinne Olympios were told by producers one of the storylines would be the two of them hooking up.
Okay.
Can you believe it? These things aren't happening organically, Vinny.
What?
They're both considered kind of villains from previous seasons, so, you know, that's
interesting.
See. So they met at the bar. The alcohol was flowing. DeMario says Corinne jumped in his lap, started making out with him. There was lots of intense rubbing. DeMario says Corinne then suggested they go to the pool with the cameras rolling. They took off their clothes, started making out, rubbing, touching, and digitizing. He says that she put herself in his face's way, and he did what he thought needed to happen.
He did it? Doesn't he know you can get throat cancer?
Apparently, and this is a point, I guess some of the other contestants are saying that he didn't do it. He's saying he did. Other people are saying he didn't. I don't know why this would shut production down. I'm not sure what the problem is here. I mean, we are talking about consensual adults who know the cameras are rolling.
Right, but you'd think a hero director or a grip or someone on the set would run in and block the face from the cancer.
Oh, stop it. He says he was not able to engage in full intercourse because of the alcohol.
What?
He says, yeah, that's just one of the things he's saying. I'm just reading you his...
You're talking about whiskey, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
DeMario says the next day everything was fine. He and Corinne were actually getting along well. And on Tuesday, they were called in by the executive producer and told one of the show's producers had seen the film and was uncomfortable with what had been shot. And the producer filed a complaint. I guess the producer didn't want to work on a porn set.
Oh.
And was not pleased by how far things had gotten in front of the camera.
Oh.
And
well, can't you just delete that? And I don't
that's,
know.
That's, you know, I mean, I feel like you sign up for Bachelor in Paradise. How can you possibly be surprised when the drunk people start doing it? I just don't understand. But,
yeah.
You know, hey, maybe they're not supposed to be exposed to any cancer-causing agents. I don't know, Vin.
My heart is gold, but my vagine is platinum.
I'm so sorry. I've gone so late. What's coming up?
All right. Oh, look
God.
At that.
Goodness gracious.
A hero made after these.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you for joining us and happiest of Mondays. It's going to be a great week. I can already tell this beautiful sunshiny day out there. This part of the program is brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealers. Starting at 8 o'clock today and going all week long here on the morning show, we have some cool presents for your dad for Father's Day. HyperX, who design high-quality gaming products, I guess they're a major e-sports sponsor. They are offering our listeners a Father's Day prize, and we get to try this out at home as well. But this is all stuff made for gamers. Like if your dad loves to play video games or your husband or, you know, whatever dad you're celebrating, these are super cool. Like the headphones with the little mic and the special keyboard, special mm-hmm. mouse. They get a prize package of that. 8 o'clock is the first chance to get qualified. But you got to know your TV dads. Listen, we didn't just go with the good TV dads, okay? Some of them are good. Others, though, woo! I was like, oh, Uzi, that is a good pick. Mm-hmm. So we'll play a little line from a TV father, and the first person starting with number 9 to get it right is going to win that day's prize package. The 2017 Mazda 3 named a Car and Driver 10 Best 4 years in a row. Better driving experience is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Butterflies and Blooms on View at the Conservatory of Flowers. Here's what's happening. The Warriors play tonight, everyone. It's game 5. We lost in spectacular style on Friday night. It was really excruciating to watch. So let's hope our boys finish them off tonight. At 6 o'clock. Also, while the NBA playoffs have been happening, somewhere else in the world were the Stanley Cup playoffs. Mm. Pittsburgh Penguins got the Stanley
Cup.
Well,
congratulations to the Pittsburgh
Absolutely.
Penguins. How does it feel when no one cares?
Right.
Oh.
What a jerk.
This is one of those anniversaries that makes you go, oh my God. Wow. 50 years ago, the Supreme Court knocked down bans on interracial marriage.
50 years ago.
Only 50 years ago.
Wow.
That was still on the books in certain states.
Wow.
It was June 12th, 1967, when the Supreme Court knocked down state laws banning interracial marriage in Loving v. Virginia. 16 states still had such laws on the books. And at the time, in some poll, 72% of Americans opposed marriage between blacks and whites.
Wow.
In 1967. That's your
life.
That's your lifetime,
that
right?
That is my lifetime. I was probably a 6-month-old baby at that point. You know, long way to go in this world, but we've come a long way too.
Back then, the Supreme Court was far ahead of the public opinion, which has, as you just stated, come a long way. But man, you think, whew.
It's hard to believe when you hear certain things are within your lifetime.
Yeah, only 50
like
years
ago? You've got to be kidding me. Right.
So, a 45-year-old woman named Guadalupe Gomez works at a nursing home in Grand Junction, Colorado. She's saving up to apply for U.S. citizenship. So she recently took a second job working as a housekeeper at a hotel. Last month, she was walking around near the hotel swimming pool in the early morning hours when she heard something, looked over, and saw a 3-year-old girl fall into the pool with no one else around.
Oh, wow.
So she jumped the wall, jumped into the water, and pulled the girl out and saved her life. She yelled for the front desk to call 911, and the paramedics said the girl probably would have been dead if this woman wasn't there to save her life. It turns out the parents were staying on the second floor. They'd called the front desk an hour later when they realized she was gone.
She somehow got out of their room?
Yeah, and they say here, it looks like the little girl is autistic and had a history of wandering off.
Wow.
And she was really interested in the pool the night before.
How to get down there and was able to open doors.
I hate to ask the question, but don't all hotels have that other flip thing that
flip? I guess not everybody hits it.
But if you know your kid has a history of wandering off,
right?
Don't you put the dresser in front of the door so you can get a good night's sleep?
Yes, you
do,
Vinny.
That is a trip.
So
I'm really surprised.
You're saying it's bad parenting.
Well, right? I'm surprised. I'm really, really surprised. Mm-hmm.
This was middle of the night, you said, too,
normally,
right?
I would be like, geez, you can't turn your back.
Mm-mm.
But in this case, you go, oh, come on. The kid has a history of wandering off and showed an interest in the pool and can't swim. Come on, parents. What?
Figure it out.
Anyway.
Flip the switch at the top of the door that the kid can't get to.
That's the thing. I do that just because.
Right. Well, you don't want anyone busting in on you.
Right.
There are plenty of people with pass keys, right?
Local police held a ceremony for Guadalupe this past Sunday, the hero maid.
Oh.
And gave her an award for being an outstanding citizen. Unfortunately, they couldn't make her, give her that citizenship that she's so...
Right.
She's
wow, she gets
so
an outstanding citizen award, and she's not even a citizen.
Right.
There are certain things you should automatically get. That's it. You're in. You skip the line, lady.
let me see. This was a survey done about the top 10 inventions of all time. We all argue these things. Teabag made the list.
Of top 10 inventions of all time, the tea bag.
Putting tea in pouches.
I'm going to say no.
The clock comes
sure,
in at 9.
Sure, clock is super
light bulb.
Handy. All right.
Fine. Armor.
Armor.
Well, before that, someone stabbed you. You were stabbed.
Yeah. These days I'm stabbed. Someone stabs me. I'm not really wearing armor all the time.
Right,
but I guess, sure, in times of war, armor is a good thing to have.
The internet comes in at 6.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Penicillin.
Good one.
The plow.
Okay.
Farming became much easier thanks to the plow.
Yep.
Modern sewage systems.
Yes, thank you for
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
It's an unsung invention, but somebody had to figure out how to make that happen.
I know the crap has to go somewhere. I do know that, but yeah. Where at first, it has to go away from me.
Yeah. That's someone else's problem. Here's my poop.
Right.
You take care of that, would you?
I don't want this.
I don't want it anymore. That's why I flushed it down the toilet. Now you take, that's your responsibility. That's why I pay my taxes.
Right.
So you take care of that.
I guess we take that for granted.
Mm. Bye-bye.
Forever.
Never come
back.
Never cross my mind again.
Never ever. The refrigerator comes in at 2, and number 1, the best invention of all time.
TV!
No, the wheel.
Oh, the wheel.
The wheel,
yeah,
still
a pretty good one.
Highly ranked.
Yeah.
There, as inventions go.
The wheel almost just seems like something you didn't have to invent, like, you know.
What are you talking about?
It just didn't have to be invented. Like, it's just, things roll. And as we evolved, so did the wheel.
Okay.
Like, who was the guy? Didn't that happen kind of all over the place as our brains got better?
I thought it was the two dudes in the BC Comics, those guys.
Oh, you're right. I take it back. Let's give them credit for it.
A website called ClassicCars.com just analyzed all of the searches on its site last year to figure out the most popular classic cars in America.
Do you have two of them in your garage, Yuzette?
She's got...
I do have one.
Oh, you saw this?
I did see that.
She's got one.
Oh. Is it the 29 Ford or is it the...
No.
The other Ford.
The Charger.
It's the Mustang.
The Mustang is number one among classic car enthusiasts. It's... Number one.
Mm-hmm. Number one.
I do like a Ford.
Yeah.
I do like a Ford Mustang, too. Oh, those fastbacks are just killer. Oh,
so nice, huh?
Chevy Impala came in at number 2. Oh. Chevy Camaro came in at number 3.
I love the Camaro.
You had one of those.
I sure did. Bitchin' Camaro.
Dodge Charger and Chevy Corvette came in at number 5.
Got some Corvette enthusiasts around here.
I swear, if you walk through that... There's a car, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's not a, I guess it's a showroom. It's right near my house in Scotts Valley.
Canapa?
Canapa?
Canapa? Yeah,
so it's like
it
a museum, but also those cars are for sale.
I think so, yes.
Exotic cars. I was looking, they had an ad recently at some site I was looking at. I think it was Indeed.com, and they were looking for a salesperson. And I was looking at all the qualifications.
Oh my God!
I know, but they had to specialize in exotic cars, and it's all the way in Scotts Valley.
That is 1,000 miles from here.
So far away. Like, I don't want
you
him
even
driving
tell
that
him
every day.
About
I did.
It?
I said this will be perfect for you.
And
it's just too far.
Oh, that's
he doesn't
too
want
bad.
To drive.
He doesn't even want to apply.
He's been
for
driving
it.
All this, you know, for the last 40 years. He doesn't really want to be driving around anymore.
I want to work
for the next
from
job.
Home.
Yeah.
It's great here. You're here all day. I'm here
how's that
all
going?
Day.
It's great.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's great.
So will he be home when you get there today?
Uh huh.
Oh, good.
Do you guys have a plan for today?
Oh, we're going to go see Cars 3 with Hooman and Johnny Mosley.
Oh, that'll be fun.
In the best movie theater in the entire world.
Why do you keep saying that? What is so special about this particular
Dolby,
place?
Dolby built a theater on Market Street.
And on Market.
Yeah, and it's just the screen has 5,000 times better contrast than any movie theater screen in the world.
What?
It's got 2,000 speakers in it, and they're all hidden. It's like
damn.
A perfectly isolated cube. You won't go to a better movie theater in the entire world. It is the very best one.
Is it in the space where... Where's the place we used to always go on Market Street to watch movies?
Oh,
Variety Club.
No, it's not the
Variety Club,
yet.
Right.
It's not that?
It's about 400,000 times better than the Variety Club.
Oh, my goodness.
The whole place smells like a new car.
Oh, I like that.
How amazing is it, Bryn?
It's pretty amazing.
Too bad you're missing it tonight. I know you're busy.
I know, I'm
fiance,
super bummed.
You're building a
I
shack,
stay
bro,
home,
right? You're building a shack.
Oh, how's your shed coming?
I'm setting
you
up.
You take that tree down?
No, you
oh,
know what?
God.
I actually
save
like
tree.
That tree.
I know. The tree's great.
I was going to text you about it, but I knew you were busy with Riley and the graduation thing. So.
Oh, I would have had time for your tree situation.
I decided to keep the tree because I saw like a bunch of birds landing there and super...
Yeah, don't cut down the trees. Bro.
Well, I
don't
got a lot of trees, man. I want to get rid of one of them.
No, don't cut any trees down.
The joys of homeownership.
But it was hummingbirds and like blue jays and stuff. I was like, oh, this is so pretty. And they're all landing in the tree. So I couldn't. I was like, fine. I'll leave it there.
score one for the tree.
How about a fast fact?
I love a fast fact.
The first ever comic book convention was in New York in 1964.
Oh.
And the very first person to buy a ticket was...
Stanley.
15-year-old George R.R. Martin.
Oh, how funny.
The author of the Game of Thrones books.
That's so funny.
Is it?
Yeah.
You're not even kind of laughing.
No, that's... I mean, it's just how interesting that the first person to buy a ticket for that... How can they possibly know who the first person was?
Maybe he's got the stub. He's one of those guys.
Ticket 00001.
Yeah. Our text number is 800-400-3697. You can text us when you have something to say.
Mm-hmm.
You could call, too, but like, there's someone calling now. It doesn't look like anything's going to happen.
Oh, we just picked it up. You guilted him into it.
He was eating his breakfast, Vinny.
Oh, we could hear that. Believe me.
Dolby.
She hung up. Thank you, Vinny. Appreciate it, buddy.
Saw Band-Aid on your recommendation at a theater.
Oh.
Loved it. Great cameos, too.
It's good. It's really good. If you get a chance, see Band-Aid. I mean, it's not going to be one of these big movies that's promoted all the time, but you'll like it. Good for smart people. I think it's neat. I got the charts coming up.
All
after
right.
this, we'll start with there and see where we wind up.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.